नमो वीतरागाय, नमो अरिहंताणम, नमो सिद्धाणम, नमो आयरियाणम, नमो वत्सायाणम, नमो लोए सव साहुणम, ऐसो पंच नमुकारो सव पावपणाशणो मंगलाणम च सव्येसिं पढ़मं हवई मंगलम। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः शिवाय। जय सच्चिदानंद, जय सच्चित आनंद। वेलकम एवरीबॉडी, वी आर अबाउट टू ट्रांसमिट द इंग्लिश ट्रांसलेशन रिले ऑफ द गोल्डन मॉर्निंग सीरीज सत्संग दैट वॉज हेल्ड ऑन द 1st of September 2009 इन सिमंदर सिटी अडालज अहमदाबाद इंडिया along in the presence and by our gnani of current gnani of Akram Vignan Pujya Deepak Bhai Desai. So let us now go to the satsang. Jai Sachidana. We will go to the Jai Sachidanand, the awareness of eternal bliss. I bow to the Supreme Lord who resides within you with total sense of oneness and total obeisance. Jai Satchidanand. Pragna, question from Pragna. Raju Lowell, is she here? Sonal. It is said that no living being can ever interfere in another living being. But when I set it in the Atikraman, I do get a lot of analysis of it. But I still cannot experience the purity. I apply all the various evidences. How do you set it? That no life ever interferes with another life. Where am I going wrong? This is my analysis. Everything that we have heard to others comes back to it. The other person's control is controlled by SCE. We have no right to see anybody else's fault. When the bombs are exploding in the air, we don't need to catch them. When faults arise, we have to ask for forgiveness from the Nimit, and that we are both are pure souls, and it is happening, the account is of the non-self complex. And how can one life ever interfere with another life? In anything that happens, there are infinite, there are countless Nimits, so how can we really blame anyone? And the Deepak Bhai answers that these are all the various evidences of how to look at the other person as faultless. But in the base of it all, you have to recognize that I am pure soul and that the other person is a non-self complex and you are, it's a file and this is really a reaction of two files. And during your routine work, if you try 5, 6, 7 different kinds of approaches and it doesn't work, then you do not keep any kind of a load over it, because the intellect and the ego always have the subtle conviction and the constant conviction that I am right and whatever I am doing is right. So this will have to be broken with the evidences from prajna and with the conversations from prajna. And when so many evidences are given by prajna to the ego-intellect complex, then it will get done. Yes, it is a siddhantic sentence. It is an incontrovertible established principle sentence of the jnani that no living being ever interferes with another living being and doesn't even have the independent authority to interfere in another living being if it is not an account of the non-self complex. So, because one cannot really recognize the last life's effect, the causes, if you have taken 10,000 in last life, but in this life, if the person takes 2,000, you think he is taking away your 2,000, but you do not recognize that you have actually taken 10,000, and so he will come and take 8 more from you. So whatever is giving us any kind of pain, it is our own that is coming back. And it is our intellect which rebels and says, no, this is not true. And the intellect will always be in its game of showing the others as fault. And prajna is constantly to be applied that it is really my own errors that are now unfolding in front of me. So if the intellect has got 500 evidences, then you will have to have 600 evidences from this end. What happens if nothing has happened? Yes, you will know that. He says, with one person you don't have any problem, but with this other lady you have constant problems. So do you not recognize that there is an account with this for other person? But these are all layers. And once the layers of that, your interaction with that person is over, then it will be over. If Deepak says, if I have only 10 layers left, then I will be done in 10 layers, and you have 500 layers left, and therefore you will have to go through those 500 layers. And so for me, I just immediately say, it's my fault, and so then it's over, is it not? But for you, how long does it last? 5 minutes? 12 minutes? So if it lasts and lingers on for you, that means there are so many layers left for you. Yeah. And so then later on you say, oh, that woman is always bothering me, always harassing me. And so this way you spice it up with all the various spices and load it up and then throw it back. And then next day when she is in front of you again, you are upset, and then the same old original cycle of dvesh and aversion with her continues. So, and the attack mode is also there. Whereas for somebody like me, I have completely forgotten about it and it doesn't bother me at all. So, but whereas you say, oh, these people simply don't understand. They have zero understanding. You talk, you tend to blame the others. Do you understand? Now, so do I have to go back that I am right and I am correct? The simplest approach, Deepak Pai says, is that in the slightest conflict, whatever negativities arise or whatever reactions arise, make a quick list of it and focus on those lists. And so in a day, 5 different times of different varieties of the negativities and reaction will happen, is it not? So do you think this is something new? It is the filled stock of past life, which is now taken over by mind, buddhi, chit and intellect. The mind, intellect, chit and ego and reacting to the effects of past life is the reason why you are suffering this life, she says. She says the intellect, Deepak says intellect will never help you. The intellect, she says, do I see it through intellect? No. Never let the intellect enter into it. Always be on the side of prajna. But if it is very sticky, the intellect may rise and give you all kinds of evidences that in what way that other person is at fault, but do not listen to the intellect and keep it So recognize that there are many layers and it's going to take a long time. Certain tubers and knots are very huge, and it may take even 20 years to really dissolve. It might appear as if things are quiet, but don't count on it. But the attacking may stop, however, the protective and arguments and rationalizations will go on. And once they stop, and then you never know, sometimes she might explode even. So there is no telling. So there are these errors which can be moved and kind of subjugated, and then there are errors which cannot be subjugated, and they will make the non-self complex explode. But you have very few intellect issues, how did you gain by just hanging on to one sentence and proceed further? Deepakbhai says, no, I never caught on to a single sentence, but I could understand. I could always understand that if somebody took away $2,000 from me in this life, then I would recognize that that must be an effect, of cause, and I had the exact understanding that this is the fulfillment of an account of past life. I was applying all kinds of adjustments. Those which were less sticky would open up easily. Yes, I get the resolution, however. But that main sentence of the other Sri, that no living being has the independent authority or ever interferes in another living being. So then how do you approach it? How do you apply it? He says, is Chandu doing it? Is Patrick doing it? Are you doing it? Who is doing it to whom? Do the exact line of demarcation, that the self is separate and Chandu is separate. These are all the subatomic particles reacting of the two non-self complexes, and as soon as it's over, it'll be over. Can there be an effect without a cause? So there must have been a cause on our own part in the past life, and now that it is unfolding, now if I settle with the equanimity, it's over. Yes. It is very important to know where you are, Y capital, in awareness. And so, but if you enter into the ego-intellect complex then try to take the solution, it's not going to work. So if you are constantly interfering, interference here means I am Nada, I am Patrick, then how is it going to work? So therefore it's very important to know where you are exactly, and if you have that awareness of the awakened self along with Prajna, then it will. But this is, we tend to go into this very subtle role of the ego and the intellect, then by saying I know how to do it, I am right, I am very superior. Suppose for you get a quick resolution, but yes, I don't have that with one person, but then I need to start thinking about that she's still sticking to the original sentence that no life ever interferes with another life. Yes, I have the resolution, but I still do not understand the exact importance of that one life never interferes with another life. When it comes to another issue, then again it starts again. Deepak Bhai, you have to give different evidences. Even Lord Mahavir. Yeah, Lord Mahavir was not affected that by Goshada, no matter how much abhorrence he created for the Lord remained vitarag, unattached and unaffected. And therefore, if you remain unaffected, then you are free for sure. But if you are affected, that means recognize that it is still an unsettled pending account of yours. And this is really exactly these subatomic particle issues that are dissolving. Yeah, it is really the echoes coming back to you, echoes of the sounds that you had made in the form of charging of the karma in the past life. One or two sentences will not work. May have to apply 20 such sentences, and it has to be applied with a precise understanding of the awakened self. And when you got this sentence that there is no Was it through a conflict? So that Deepak Bhai says, I was absolutely awestruck when I first heard this sentence of Dadashri, that this universe and the world is such that no living being ever interferes in with another living being. If it is not, second sentence was, in this life, nobody will obstruct you if it is not your own fault. And so, therefore, if there is any obstruction, then the immediate understanding is that it is my past life event that is now being cleared off. And so, where is the need to blame anyone? And where is the need to really clash with anyone? Where is the need for any kind of use of intellect here? And this is in Aptavani 2 only. So if you read Aptavani 2, you will get a lot of these clues. So keep on applying the understanding U capital, U capital, U capital, U capital, and this will bring about the liberation and the bliss associated with it. Yes, I don't have any new method. Everything that I have is Dada Shri's, and this has to be available to everybody. Yes, for you the intellect will show 100 different phases, whereas to me the intellect may show only 5 phases, because in the other 95 phases the prajna is very dominant. It says, everything is, now these ladies are taking out advanced sentences of Dadashri and presenting them to Deepak Bhai. He says, everything, the prakriti, the non-self complex is part of, is unfolding only. Only the ego intellect complex is not part of this niyam or the discipline of an overall set discipline. You see, in the prakriti, the non-self complex, the little baby gets the baby teeth, and then ultimately the old man loses those teeth. And so this is the natural process. It's the ego that interferes, is that why did he break my tooth or why did it go away? I do the decision that I want to do it, but then there is a pole, there is a sort of an insincerity, and so you lose your determination because you're insincere to it. She says there are certain kinds of mistakes. For instance, you have understood that pride is wrong. But when somebody compliments you and raises you high, you like it. And therefore, because you like the people complimenting you, then that mistake will not decrease. Same, if you like something in the illusionary attraction of the five senses, and because you continue to like it, the kashai of the illusionary attraction is being fed, and therefore it does not decrease. So you recognize that if it appears sweet to you and pleasant to you, that it is something that you will have to deal with. It is past life friction that is causing friction in this life only. But if you stop having any more friction in this life, then slowly it will come to an end. But what we say, hey, how dare he tell me? I mean, who am I? You know, so if you keep on throwing pebbles into the pond, then how can you expect it to have a silent pond? So if you stop throwing the pebbles and the stones in the pond... Do you understand? Next question. I says, I still haven't really gone into the pole vihavar, which is that in the relative interaction with deception or with lack of sincerity. And so this is the reaction. Is it not that she hurt me? She hurt me. So you're reacting. When you experience pain and when you react, that means you are already lost it. So you need to recognize the initial vibrations of negativity and effect that starts within asar before you start reacting. Now there is another question. In that you said that it is not written where to spill water, but once the water is spilled, it will flow its normal way. So Deepak Bhai says yes, the causes are due to ignorance. And it is not part of your, but it is, yes. How to fill the water in the tank is the ego, and so when the little leaks that are happening and discharging, and the cause is not discipline is written, the cause is in your hand, whereas the discharge is not in your hands, simply. So as the water discharge is out, you cannot prevent it. However, what you fill in is under your control, especially in the past life. But now with Mahatmas, it is irrelevant. But so the way, with the intent it was filled, this Prakriti, that is the way in which it will unwind in this life. And therefore you tell, hey Nada, hey Patrick, this is the way you had filled it, and now it is discharging in this life. Dadashri says, somebody, it is in the Gnanvani only, in the fifth Gnanvani, Dada, is this not knowledge is all there to clear off the Pudgal only, to purify the Pudgal? Dadashri says, no, if you remain within your pure state as capital and pure state, then the non-self complex will automatically become pure. If you do not let any impurity enter into the state that you have attained after the Jnanvedi, then the non-self complex of Priya will automatically purify. And the cause, the new cause that now you have is the five Agnas. You don't have any other new cause. Because you've got to recognize that there is nothing in the relative that belongs to me. There is not, the relative is doing the rag-dvesh, and it is a file, and so that means you are really, have just completely changed the causes, which is the five, through the five agnas, and therefore nothing new will remain pending, and therefore whatever it is, whatever was filled will discharge away, and you will attain final liberation. In any clash, if you do not clash, then your inner energies will rise. That is a statement of Dadashri. So whenever there is in the same way, there is no life that can ever interfere with another life. But it is the ego-intellect complex that wants to interfere, wants to catch on, wants to jump in, wants to join in the melee, the fight that's going on. So with the awareness of the knowledge says that I am a pure soul, you are a pure soul, it is the subatomic particles of the non-self complexes that are interacting and discharging. And this, if this is set, then you will have a permanent solution and you will have no entanglement at all. But he says, you said that it is the problem is because of the ego interference. As then I had decided that I want to do Charanvidhi three times. However, there is an indecision as far as the ego. So then Deepak Bhai says, your role is to see what happens. Even if you decided you want to do it three times and you could do the Charanvidhi three times, be the observer of what happened. But then if you say, oh, I could do it, that is the interference again. So there are three separate levels. In the next question, we will take three separate layers. Next question. So Pragna is asking, what is sincerity? If one person is sincere, and if somebody is cutting vegetables and singing Dada Bhagwan Nasim Jai Kare, that is not sincerity, is right? Sincerity means whatever you are saying, that is what you are reading, that is sincerity. Now, and really, is he reading it or not? And is he reading or not? That he is the seer of that. And so, then there is the speaker, then there is the reader, then there is the knower, and then the knower of the one who is knowing. So these are four levels. So there are different slices of sincerity level. It's the first level sincere, the third level of sincerity, but yes. But it can, because yeah, we have to pass him. So there are different levels of sincerity. There are all the three classes of sincerities will reach the final station. They'll all move forwards, but all three levels of awareness will be different. The question is, the one who is the seer, is he really the seer in the subtle well? Is he, and he recognizes that he is not reading the words Dada Bhagwan Nasim Jai Jai Kare, then what should be done? And the questioner says, they are reading sections of Dadavani, she has written it all down. Anyway, so the one who is doing the Vidhi, the one who has said, I want to do Vidhi three times, who does not do, then what will you say? No, you don't have to do it. If he does not do the Charanvidhi three times, then be aware of it. If he is not reading the Charanvidhi properly, while you are reading the words of the Charanvidhi, while you are reciting the words of the Charanvidhi, ideally you should be seeing those words in your inner eyes. And so there is a reader, there is a speaker of the Charanvidhi, then there is the reader of the Charanvidhi, and then there is the knower of the one who is reading the Charanvidhi, and then the self as capital is the blissful observer of all of these. And so, if whether or not he is reading properly or not reading properly, but you are knowing that that person is reading the words. So if you are reading each of the letters D-A-D-A, Da-Da, Bhagwan, and then there is a third one who is aware of the one who is reading these words. So then you are in second class level. But if you are just merely reciting but you are not reading those words, then you are in the third class level of awareness. But you are on the same train, are you not? Yes, you are on the same train. However, you know, is there not a difference of between sitting in the third class or the second class or the first class compartment of the same train? The other one has got, when somebody has got a total, the seer has got total bliss state. And so, when you read, then that is the sincerity, read the words. Because you are the reader of the words, that means you are on the self side, therefore it is on this side of the line of demarcation, on this side, the S capital side of demarcation. And so, if you become the self, there are three levels. I am pure soul, and I am the ignored seer of file one. But then there is, furthermore, there is the ego, and then there is the prakriti, the non-self. In the prakriti, if the prakriti is reading the words, and the ego is following through, and you are the knower of the ego, whether he is doing it right or not. So then there is the non-self complex. The prakriti is stealing. The middle one is being repentant. The ego is repentant. You, the aware one, the awakened one, are aware of the fact that this person is repentant. So it is the ignorant one who is. Stealing is wrong or good is the prejudice, is the wrong belief, and that the knower is knowing that now he is having remorse. And so then you are the knower. So if you keep it at the three levels, hum, bhavane, mangar das, I, the pure soul, the middle one with the awakened awareness, and the mangar das is the non-self complex, which is consisting of the ego plus the doership. There are some other slices. And now shall we talk about sincerity? Sincerity is a very, sincerity and morality have got very subtle meanings, says Deepak Bhai. There are so many things about Dadashri. Then there was one sentence. To stick to the self as capital is sincerity, and to enjoy naturally what is rightfully one's own, O capital, then that is morality. Now, so to stick to the self means to remain the self as capital, and that is sincere. To remain in the self is sincerity. And What is naturally available to the S capital self, then it is the blissful state of the knower and seer. So to remain as the knower and seer is called morality. So this is the ultimate definition of sincerity and morality, and there are different levels and slices of it. And so what you just said, and Deepak Bhai says, and there is a lower level of slice where you enjoy your relationship with your life partner, and that has come naturally to you. However, to hurt her by going away to somebody else is obviously immoral, because it is not coming to you naturally. You have to have a deceitful affair, etc. So, sincere means that if the left hand is hurting, would you not know that the right, would the right hand feel that it is some alien? If I say that, you know, if you people are suffering, you are suffering, then it is you are suffering your own mistakes, then is that considered sincere? No, because, but ultimately, but you see, if somebody is suffering, then you know, if you deep inside, you feel the suffering yourself, then that is the sincere. But if other person is really suffering, and it doesn't bother you at all, then how can that be called sincere? Because really, because that means that is, sincerity means that whatever pain I am suffering, maybe on this evidence, would that not the same kind of pain the other person would suffer? And so this is that is the heart level approach to sincerity. If somebody takes away 100 rupees of mine, I would be hurt. In the same way, I should understand that the other person will also suffer if he were to lose that much money. So morality, so if you do not have such suffering for another person, then there is no morality there. So that is, in us. And you say, therefore, you would not take something that is not yours, would you? So morality and sincerity in the relative realm is there. That means you have to be sincere to yourself as capital first. So if you are not sincere to your as capital self, how can you be sincere to anybody else? And so if I keep on telling you ladies that you are this way, you got all these faults, and then but even at the same time, if I see you at fault, then I am not sincere to you, because you are part of me. I am pure soul. But if I see, this is the ultimate level of sincerity and morality. So to stick to the self as capital, and whatever the self is, that is what my natural enjoyment is, and that is the bliss. Yes. So this has been, Deepak Bhai says that, you know, the chit is reading these words, and then the intellect is actually reading the words. The question is, there is that other upyog, the advanced level upyog, focus of awareness. The seer is seeing, the speaker is speaking. And so the one who is reader, the reader is reading. How is it? How is it with Dada Bhagwan? What is Dada Bhagwan? Dada Bhagwan was Vitarag. He was never the doer. And he was always in the Gnani Pad. He never received anything that came to Dada Bhagwan. He immediately sent it off to higher up. And because he was totally devoted to the Tattva Swarup, the ultimate element, the pure Supreme Self, therefore he had tremendous inner awareness. And this is the ultimate level of awareness. Because punya or pap, merit or demerit, karma, that is all of the non-self. Rag is also a kashai, liking something is a kashai, and dvesh is also a kashai. And so kashai verily is sin. To move away from the S capital self is sin. And therefore this is the ultimate definition of sin, whether it is pleasant or unpleasant, whether it is, which will bring forth good results or bad results. Ultimately, this is the ultimate definition of sin or pap. And this is the bhakti of the Gnan, the ultimate knowledge. However, it is not easy, and it requires the bhakti of the Gnani, this such an awakened one, and bhakti of the such an awakened one, Gnani Purush Dadashri, will lead you to that state, the T capital state. And so then the light will arise automatically and dispel the darkness naturally. You had said that there are three components of this, but you also said that there is the ego and the Pudgal Prakruti. And the Pudgal Prakruti will unfold according to its own. Supposing I want to do the Charanvidhi three times, one Prakruti may be able to do it three times a day, but the ego decides I want to do it. But if it's not happening, the ego says that I'm not able to do it, so I can't do it. The Bhagavad Gita says it's very easy. Why don't you ask for the energies? Why don't you ask for the energy? Dear Dada Bhagwan, grant me the energy. But never done. Now he is imitating her. Oh, I want to do it, but I cannot do it. I want to do it, but I cannot do it. But never ever say, I want to do it, but I cannot do it. And don't even tell anyone. Don't even vocalize that I want to do it three times a day and I can't do it. Instead, why don't you just say it regularly? Dear Dada Bhagwan, Please grant me the energy to recite the Charanvidhi with exact focused awareness and applied Upayoga as just recited. That the reciter is reciting, the reader within is reading, I am observing it, the one who is reading them. But what you really want, you got to figure out where you're wasting away your time, why capital time. You see? But you see, it is you, then there is the Bhavo, the middleman with the beliefs, and then the third is the Mangaldas, which is the non-self Prakruti and the ego complex. Next question, is it over? There is some next question. I do not want to leave my fridge. I will not let anyone touch my fridge. If somebody approaches my fridge, I really rebel and attack. So I will follow whatever my intellect is showing me. Who is she? Where is she? Where is she? Jayashri. No, no, you don't need to do anything. Why don't you just hug the fridge and go to bed? Deepak Bhai just said, is this the way to become free from the intellect? Is this you want? Where are you going to go with this kind of sentences? You don't want to let go of your fridge. So this is not for you. Why don't you buy another fridge and hug both of them and go to bed? But Deepak Bhai, I don't want to do it. But with this kind of traits, how are you going to get liberation? No. So what is wrong in sharing and throwing away to the world what does not really belong to you? You got to recognize what is yours, why capital, and what is not yours, why capital. This non-self complex is not yours, my dear lady. So how are you going to, Buddha, you're talking about becoming sense intellect without any intellectual interference. But now all you need to do is, dear Dada Bhagwan, this is the fridge. Yes, if somebody opens your fridge, let him eat from your fridge. Share the fridge. And parki vasune biladi do means just kind of dissipate, throw to the world what is not yours and share it with the world, the non-self complex. But you know, on one side you're saying, I'm infinite bliss, I'm infinite this and that, yet I don't want anything. And yet you hang on to the fridge, do you not? And you see, the hungry ego... The hungry ego is such that the entire animal kingdom is there for it to devour anything what it wants to. So an elephant gets a ton. Yes. Even the ant to an elephant, they're all living, all the food is there in this world, in the universe. So they are eating, are they not? Even the animals share, except the human beings, they establish a new fridge around them. They have the illusory attraction that is unflinching towards this fridge. But you see, now the first thing is you begin by not hurting anyone. That is how you begin and do pratikraman for it. And just make sure then, yes. And don't talk about a Buddha, means the state without intellect, which is the state of the Jnani Purush. you, as a child, you are saying, when will I become a medical doctor? Yes. Okay, so the dad will say, you have to remember your ABCDs, do you not? So right now we are at the ABCD level here. Alright. But slowly it will all come to a resolution. But Deepak Bhai, my intellect is bothering me a lot. Here is this. Like, he says, if you got 12 flights, you don't jump onto the 12th flight, do you? Take one step. Will you come to the 108th step right now? You know, once you go to step number 1, step number 2, step number 3, step number 4, the one who wants to progress will have to... Yes. So why? The last one you need to remember that I need to really be sense intellect, without intellect, in the intellect free state. However, right now I do not want to hurt any living being in this world. Especially I do not want to hurt any human being in this world. And then proceed further. Do you understand? Next. Wherever illusion enters, that is where misery arises. And even if I make a note of it, the illusionary attraction, moha, does not live. And in Apta 29, Dada Sri says that if you just throw away your intense mental notes about human beings, then you will progress. So what's wrong with what Dada Sri has written? But I have, he says, This is, yes, you have to note the suffering that you have attained so that you can do pratikraman. But you do not have to do keep the mental, intense mental note so that you can throw it back at them. You see, because of her that I suffer. It is because of the mother-in-law that I am suffering. It is because of this weird habits of the husband that I am suffering. So all of these issues need to be dealt with. This intense mental, if she fed you shiro the other day and you became sick, you say, oh, she fed me that thing and that's why I became sick. So no. So he says, do not have intense mental notes about human beings. Yes, make intense mental notes about the causes and the evidences that led to the suffering so that you'll become free from it. So it says, I end up having intense mental notes. You recognize that it is your illusory attractions, moha, that is really giving you the beating and nothing else. It is your moha that is causing you so much suffering and nothing else. It is because you had the stickiness. Because you were all covered with the sugary syrup, that the flies are all hovering around you. Deepak Bhai says, I keep a note about certain Mahatmas that where his weakness is, because that intense mental note about that person is to help him extricate himself from that fault so that he can proceed smoothly on the path of liberation, but not to find and see him at fault. What you are doing is that you are keeping intense mental notes to avenge yourself and to take revenge subsequently. But no, so the intention is totally different. The other one is liberation, the other one is wandering life after life. So what the other Shri is talking about is a totally different thing. When Deepak Bhai is showing us these sentences in exactness, then I can understand it. He says, you now, having listened to this, the inner one, you have to improve the inner one, the middleman within you. I will not come to improve him, will I? Would you please tell me so that I'll know? But if I just told the other person, does it not apply to you too? Why do you need to say that, Deepak Bhai, you have to address me specifically? And this is a new trend that is currently being established among the lady Mahatmas. They want to be addressed specifically by Deepak Bhai. He says, no, if I tell a lady in satsang next to you, does not that apply to you too? Why do you feel that he has to address you? I have to address you too specifically? So, this is knowledge that is flowing. Your minus is coming through in this year. So if you have hurt somebody, make an intense mental note that, this is such a terrible thing to do, and then you revert back from that, do this serious pratikraman for it and get out of it. Everybody has to take this on his own self, and on this page one. Now she's reading something from some pratikraman book, that when you want to bring a piece of iron to its original state, you will have to heat it up again so the rust gets removed. Therefore you really have to give it the heat treatment to get rid of the rust. Should I not say that this is my disease is being taken away by... The Deepak Bhai says you've got two choices. Either you can take it through Gnan, through the pure application of knowledge, or through hurt and further miseries, you have to decide. So you have to make a decision. Now you understand this thing, right? I mean, you just read something, so it's good. So if you hang on to this particular sentence that, a piece of iron that had accumulated rust on the sea coast will have to be heated up all the way so the rust is removed. And that is the heat treatment aspect in the P5.pdf document that is available at dadashree.org. P5.pdf in the Pratikraman book. Next question, Jugal Kishore from a gentleman now. What is the total state of the Antakaran? Is this the pure knowledge? No. Antaskaran is separate from the In other words, the silent inner organ, the mind, buddhi, chit, and ego, it is the silent pond. It is, there is no interference in that. But the knower, the S capital is the knower of the inner complex antakaran, the mind, intellect, chit, and ego. It is such an antakaran that it does not interfere with anybody, nor does it really hurt anyone. And it happens when such a person is very hearty, has got a great heart, and then he receives this knowledge, then his. But the one with the intellect will not have such a thing. The one, this is called Shukla Antakaran. The one with the silent inner pond is the one with the Shukla Antakaran. Although the term Shukla is applied here, it is called Sarvochya Antakaran Shud. But that is really not the self-realized state. But that is really a great spiritual level before Jnanvidhi. But when you have a silent pond, do you not come very near to the S capital self? No. Deepak Bhai says he is purified, however he needs the Jnanvidhi. He needs the Jnani and the Jnanvidhi to really become the self. Without meeting the Jnani and without attaining the Jnanvidhi, one cannot attain the S capital self. What is the difference between Gita Gnan and our current Gnan? When Gita Gnan was valid, when it was given in the time of Kurukshetra, 5,000 years ago, but in the intervening 5,000 years, people have really learned and memorized all the shlokas of the Gita. However, not a single person became enlightened. It was only Arjuna who attained liberation through Lord Krishna. But something will happen. He has himself said that even thousands will read, if 1,000 people read, they will understand the subtle meaning, the gross meaning. 1,000 of these will understand the subtle meaning. 1,000 of these will understand the subtler meaning. 1,000 of these will make the subtlest meaning, and that person will be a Jnani. But a person has the underlying capacity to understand it, is it not? Yes, he has. Yes, he is able to. Yes, yeah. Yes. Certain Jnanis can understand it, like Srimad Rajchandra was able to really understand the Gita as it is just by reading it. However, even the Jnani himself says that I must have understood it through a Jnani in a previous life, and that is why I am able to see it exactly as it is. So therefore we need somebody to show us the way. Yes, you need somebody to show you the exact way. Did you not learn how to write A and B and C in kindergarten? That's how you learned, proceeded. Yes. The Gnan of the Gita, yes, it is spiritual knowledge, but we are receiving it from Dada Shri and then experiencing it. And once you experience the self, whenever and wherever and from wherever you read the Gita, you will see and understand it as it is. The Gita Gnan is a mixture Gnan. It is also available. It is the knowledge that is helpful to the public also at the relative level. But he says, yes, I feel there is some degree of purification. Deepak Bhai says, yes, there is some degree of purification by reading it. If it is from the negativity to the positivity. But however, it will not remove you from both to the absolute purity or the Shuddhatva or the Shuddhata. Shuddha state. Karma Yoga. What is the difference between Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga and Jnana Yoga? Karma Yoga means I am doing this is Karma Yoga. I am doing this is Karma Yoga. And Yoga means to join. Yoga means to join, unite. And when you join with knowledge, then it is called Jnana Yoga. And Bhakti Yoga means to join with the bhakti or the devotion, that is called Bhakti Yoga. And so people therefore thought, if I keep on doing the bhakti, I will attain moksha. Another one will say, I keep on doing the gnan, I will attain moksha. Doing. And so all this yoga requires doership, and therefore, look, you see, if the same coin, if you think of a coin of three-sided coins, these are all part of the same coin only. Yes, but has not the Lord said this thing? Yes, He has said it. However, your level, the way you understand it is different. It is said in Gita that if one moves in that path, he will attain moksha. Then, supposing you want to go to the airport, would you not require the knowledge first, or would you just start walking first? Can you just walk in any direction and attain the airport or come to the airport? So, if you really do not know where God is or who God is, how will you attain God? How will you become God? How will you become one with God? So, first thing, should you really not know who God is? Answer, yes. So, but if you really, first you really need to know who God is. Then you say, this is where I need to attain Him. So will you attain it just because you know it? No. Then will it happen? Therefore, you will have to then follow the path of the goal that has been established and go in that direction. Will you not have to move in those direction? Therefore, would you need the body also? You'll also need the body and the knowledge. And so Karma Yoga is the two, and then Bhakti Yoga and Jnani Yoga, all these three will bring you to the airport. So it is, and so then of course prarabdha is also needed. Supposing you reach there, when you reach there, the flight is gone. Therefore, that is your prarabdha. When you find out, and that is your, what is nirvikalp samadhi? First of all, you need to understand what is vikalp. Vikalp means I am Jugal Kishore, I am Patrick, I am Nada. Vikalp means to do visheshkalp, to do extra imagination, to imagine what you are not is called vikalp. And so, because you do not know who you are, therefore, whatever name you are given in whichever life, you say, I am Jugal Kishore, I am Patrick, I am Jeff, I am Nada, and then this home is mine, that is the sankalp. And so, therefore, if you say, this is my home, then that is sankalp. So, when you come back home, that is called sankalp, and that is, I am pure soul, it is samadhi. So when you come home to the self, and you remain as a self, then whether or not whatever is happening to the non-self, if you are not disturbed in the slightest, that is called nirvikalp samadhi. In akram path, nothing is needed. All you need to do is to meet the Jnani and be ready for to receive his grace. And that is why here, within 2 hours, people attain the self as capital. Do you not listen to people who say, I cannot remain still in Charanvedi? That means he has attained the self and he knows that his chit is not remaining steady. He becomes the knower of the chit. And he realizes, by real viewpoint it is Advaita. So Advaita is by real viewpoint only. The highest level of Advaita teaching is only by the real viewpoint too. He has not really attained the real... But people have taken the one-sided approach to Advaita, saying that this by real viewpoint I am Advaita, and they have thrown away and they totally burnt off the relative viewpoint and so of the Dvaita. Well, but you know, in Akram Vignan we have the combination of both. By real viewpoint I am pure soul, by the relative viewpoint I am indeed in duality, and I am Bharat and I am in duality. And that is both acceptable. One has to really understand what is duality. That Dvaita, where there is no interference, then that Advaita is correct. That Dvaita, duality, in which there is no interference, is called correct Advaita. But they are all in some kind of, every human being is in some side of the other. Either he is in Dvaita or in Advaita, in duality mode or of the Bhakti, or in the non-duality mode of absolutism. However, he is in some kind of a territory, and therefore he has not attained absolutism, and that is never attainable until one attains the grace of the Jnani and comes to the S capital self, the self. What is Dvandvati? It means beyond Dvandva, beyond duality. He is just asking for some terminology here and the meanings of it. Next question. I think we are coming now. We got 4 minutes left of the satsang. Let us now finish all of our questions. Lalit Bhai Rajkot, he still has some questions. Is he not here? Many people, Many people have left, having come to Simandu city from Parayan, so three or four, many have gone back home to their homes overseas or in their homes in the towns in Gujarat, so the questions are here but they remain unanswered. The stack remains in the hands of Deepak Bhai. Alright, so let us now conclude. Let us do the Vidhi. And let us remain in the pure soul and clear off the junk within file 1, the big tubers. And so our awareness must remain on file 1 only and on no one else's. And we do not have to do pratikraman. The file 1 has to do pratikraman. And so, and where the instructions, the inner conversations will have, must go to the file 1 saying, hey Jeff, hey Nada, hey Patrick, say the Charan Vidhi with awakened awareness and with exact applied focus of the self. And so recognize that, so your upiyog, your awareness should be on the middleman only, not on the Mangal Das. That which had the bhava, the middleman, had multiplied in the past life. Now we are dividing by five agnas and pratikraman, and through the evidences of how the other person is flawless. And so when he will have no mistakes left, then he will become the Gnani Bhava complete, and then he will become fully enlightened. And so in everything, there should not be any interference of the ego-intellect complex, which is ego-intellect complex is the middleman, the Bhava. And so, you should tell the non-self complex, you should tell Jeff that your intellect and ego should not interfere in anything of Mangal Das, or in and so the Mangal Das will just unfold according to the unfolding circumstances. And that is our goal. In this very life, we want to reach this level of I, Bhavo and Mangal Das. Then your constant awareness is on the middleman, the ego-intellect complex. And so recognize that the Mangal Das, the effects on this body complex called Mangal Das will come according to scientific circumstantial evidences, and in that we have to settle with equanimity, and that Deepak is doing it, Jeff, Nada and Shuddha are doing it, and I am the pure soul, and if we remain in the five agnas, that is the greatest upyog, focused applied awareness. Understand? So that is what we need to do. Okay, let us do the Vidhi. Dhatma chun shuddhatma 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 Dhatma chun shuddhatma chun dhatma chun shuddhatma 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 chun. I'm pure soul, 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 chun shuddhatma chun shuddhatma chun shuddhat. Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand.
namo arihantanam, namo siddhanam, namo ayariyanam, namo vatsayanam, namo loe savasahunam, aiso pancha namukaro, savvapa vappanashano, mangalanam chasavvesim, padhamam havai mangalam. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya, Om namah shivaya, Jai Satchidanand, Jai Satchidanand. Welcome everybody. We are about to